A very good morning to all of you. Good morning. Om Shanti. I think we all met each other the other day. The first day that I came, the first day and I met all of you. You all remember? Yes? My name is Sister Sheelu and I live in Madhuban. Here itself I live. For the past over 40 years, I'm living here. And I conduct Raj Yoga meditation camps. And I feel very privileged to be sitting here in front of all of you. The other day, I spoke about Om, Om, Om Shanti. And I think by now, all of you have become well acquainted with this word Om Shanti. And it must be on your lips also. Yes? Om Shanti. So, say again. Om Shanti. After me. Om Shanti. After I say, then you all say. Okay? Om Shanti. So, Om Shanti means, I am a peaceful being. I am a peaceful soul. And when I say second time Om Shanti, it means I am the child of the ocean of peace. So I am a peaceful soul. I am the child of the ocean of peace. And third time Om Shanti means I am the resident of the abode of peace. Because this world is not in peace. There is a lot of sorrow in this world. But we all aspire for peace. So definitely there must have been a time in this world, at some time, when there was peace in this world also. Why? Because we say that this is God's creation. God has created this world. So God is the ocean of peace. And if this world is His creation, then there definitely must have been peace in this world. But today there is no peace. This means that now there is no peace, but then peace can come back again. Because there was peace in this world. And therefore today I'm going to tell you about time. We say world drama. Or the cycle of time. You may call it the call of time. Because there is a call from time that we have to do something. Today the world has reached such a deteriorated stage. There is so much impurity, vice, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, hatred. All the vices have increased so much in the world today that this world has become a veritable hell. If we call it a hell, it won't be an exaggeration. But again, this world was not a hell all the time. It was a heaven too, where there was peace, love, happiness, bliss, all the virtues or values you could think of, they were there in the world. But today they are not there, but they can come again. Like yesterday there was a morning, then afternoon, then evening, then night. But then the night didn't stay for long. The morning came again. So too we say that this is the cycle of time. It's the cycle of time. Iski battery. ठीक है ये. It is the cycle of time. So what is time? Is it a straight line or is it a cycle? Because some people think that time is a straight line. There was a time when there was no time. And again there will be a time when there will be no time. Is that true? Was there ever a time when there was no time? Or there's always time? Time is there all the time. So there was never a time when there was no time, and never will there ever be that there won't be time. So time is not linear, we say. It doesn't start here and end here. When something starts and ends, we say it's like a straight line. It starts and it ends. But then when we talk about time, it is not like a straight line. It is a circle. It is a circle. And circle means something which never starts, which never ends. It goes on and on and on and on. And as it goes on, there is what we call as a transitional change, gradual change. But after that, there becomes a transformational change. Like from morning till afternoon, till evening, till night, there's a gradual change. You know, from light gradually to darkness. But then, after the darkness has come, then when the morning comes, it is very bright. It's bright again. So everything goes through a cycle. And how everything goes through a cycle, you can see here how there are different types of cycles. One is the cycle of day and night. After day, the night follows. After night, the day follows. And this goes on and on and on and on. We know about the clock. There are 60 seconds in 1 minute. So after 60 seconds, the minute will start again. Another, 1 minute of 60 seconds. So there's a limit to every cycle. It's 60 seconds limit. There's no 61 seconds, 60 minutes, 60 seconds. Then again we say 60 minutes in 1 hour. So again, 60 minutes means, no, not 61 minutes. Afterwards, another minute will start. Another hour will start. So 60 minutes in 1 hour. And then we have 24 hours in a day and night, a.m. and p.m. So 12 hours and 12 hours and 24 hours. There's no 25 hours, it's only 24 hours. So the cycle has its limit. And then we have the seasons. That's a cycle of seasons. You have spring, summer, autumn, winter. And in autumn we see how all the leaves falling, and winter very severe, snowfall, whatever. And all the trees become bare. Then again spring season. So spring comes again. So we have the seasons, and that also is a cycle. It comes back again. And if we look at it in the unlimited way, we say there is also a cycle of birth and death. A child is born, how it grows, becomes adolescent, becomes young, youth, middle age, old age, then again death. But death is only of the body. Death is not of the soul. And therefore we say the soul will take another body. And we call this a cycle of birth and death. Birth and death happens to the body, but the soul is eternal. It was never born and it never dies. And this body is considered to be like a costume. And therefore we say the soul changes its costume just like we change our clothes. Now once we have understood of these different types of cycles, we have to also now understand that there are three entities which are eternal. Three entities which are eternal. So three entities eternal which go through this unlimited day and night. The cycle can also be compared to day and night. But this is the unlimited day and night. It's not just 12 hours day and 12 hours night. But definitely even this unlimited day and night has a duration. So we will understand more about the duration. To understand this, we have to understand about three eternal entities. There are three eternal entities. One is the soul, the second is the supreme soul. We say Param Atma, Param Purush, the supreme soul, and then there is matter. These five elements, what we call as matter. And we say all the three entities are eternal. Nobody has created these three. You know, many people question, who created God? Who created God? Did anybody create God? Yes? You understand? Who created God? Yes? Answer? Say, who created God? Anybody created God? No. If somebody says that somebody did create God, then the question will come, who created that one? The one who created God. Who created soul? Who created soul? Anyone? God. Yeah, God created soul. And who created God? Actually, even soul no one has created. For soul, we say soul is eternal. Eternal. Since eternity, it is always there. There was never a time when somebody created the soul, or there was never a time when there was no soul. Everyone has a soul. Soul in everybody. And that soul, we say, is eternal, immortal, imperishable, indivisible, and invisible. You cannot see the soul. Many people question, why can't we see the soul? We say because these eyes have a limit. these eyes can see only physical things, you know, only physical things. Soul is not physical. Soul is metaphysical. It is above physical, and therefore these physical eyes cannot see the soul. So too, you cannot see God. Why you cannot see God? Because God is also not physical. And these eyes are physical. Even these physical eyes can't see everything physical too. You can't see many things which are very, very far away. You know, so many galaxies in the cosmos. You can't see, but with a telescope you can see something, not everything. Something very minute, you can't see with these eyes. You need a microscope. So even amongst physical things, we cannot see everything. Even minute things with microscope also, you may not be able to see. And therefore we say these physical eyes are very limited. When somebody is long-sighted or short-sighted, then again he can't see. He needs glasses, no? So, when these eyes are limited, then where is the question of seeing soul and supreme soul? But they are eternal. And the third thing which is eternal is this matter. The five elements, what we say. Earth, water, fire, air and sky. They are the five elements from which this body is made up. And these five elements are also eternal. Nobody created the sky or the earth or water or fire or ether, no. Nobody created them. They were always there. Some people believe that God created these elements. 5 days it took God to create each element. One day He created earth, next day water, fire and all that. And then 6th day He created man. And 7th day He got so tired that He took rest, Sabbath day. We say no. God doesn't create matter. Matter is eternal. That is what even science believes. Matter can neither be created nor destroyed, but it can change its form from one to the other, and total sum remains the same. Matter turns into energy, but then equation will always be same even if you reverse it. We have physical energies in this world. We have solar energy, we have wind energy, water energy, you know, all these, electricity is produced, all these are physical energies. But again, even that is eternal. Nobody creates them. But then, we say that all these three are eternal, but the game, this world drama, is between two only, between soul and matter. When soul is powerful and matter is a server, then this world is heaven. But as the time goes on, matter becomes the master and the soul becomes its slave, like a driver and a car. Driver should be the master of the car, and whatever, in however way the car, the driver wants to move, he is the master. But the car should not become the master of the driver. If the brake fails, what happens? The car becomes the master of the driver, and then there's a crash, there is accident, there is death. There is chaos, there is suffering, because matter became the master of man. So too, the game or the play or the drama is between soul and matter. But in this play, the soul is the master of matter, then this world is heaven. But gradually, the soul, the master, forgets itself. And matter takes over the master soul, and the world becomes hell. Now this is something very important to understand. And therefore we say that the play is between soul and matter. In Sanskrit they use the word Purush and Prakriti. Purush means the master. Prakriti means this matter. When soul is master over matter, then this is world is a heaven. When soul is a slave of matter, the world is a hell. So hell or heaven are not somewhere in different places. They are on earth itself, but they are different times of the cycle. And therefore we have to now understand what time or period we are passing through now at this time. Therefore we call this world drama cycle. This world is like a cycle. And in this cycle, we have many ages. Mainly we say four ages. One is the golden age. This is the golden age, what we call as Satyug, golden age. Then there is the silver age. Then there is the silver age, and gradually there comes the copper age, and then the iron age. So this world drama cycle is divided into four main ages. Like you have morning, afternoon, evening and night, so too we have these four ages. The golden age is where the souls are very pure, very pure. Matter is also very pure. So soul and matter both are pure. And the human being is called a deity, a deity. We talk about gods and goddesses. So every soul becomes a god or a goddess in the physical body, what we call as deities. So golden age and silver age. These two ages are the ages of the deities. And therefore, we say that is the right side of the cycle. And then the left side of the cycle is the copper age and the iron age. You know, when gold is pure, it is very, very strong, very expensive. But then they put alloy in the gold. The alloy of silver is put, then the alloy of copper is put, then the alloy of iron is put. So when the alloy of silver is put, it becomes silver age. When the alloy of copper is put, it becomes copper age. Gold is very expensive, silver little less, copper even little less. But then iron age. And now we are passing through the stage when it is called the iron age. So golden age, silver age, copper age and iron age. And actually now the time has come when we are at the confluence. The confluence of this iron age and golden age and this something in white that you see, we call it the confluence age. It is the confluence between hell and heaven. It is the confluence between night and day. The confluence between happiness and sorrow. And that is the time for the world transformation. So world drama cycle, it spins, and the duration of the whole cycle, as we can call it, it is like a clock. You have seen a clock? How the big needle is moving all the time? And as the big needle moves one, then 1 hour passes, then the second hour, then the third hour, then the fourth hour. Similarly, golden age and silver age, the first two ages, they are called heaven. So heaven is not somewhere above. But then copper age and iron age, that is called hell. And now we see that we are at the end of the cycle. So how many minutes more for 12 o'clock? We say hardly 1 minute more. And when the big needle will come on the small needle, that is 12 o'clock, it will mean the end of the cycle. So now we are at the end of the cycle. Hell is going and heaven is going to come in this world. But before this transformation takes place, we have to transform ourselves. We have to change. We have to bring that golden age in this world. And how will we bring in this golden age? What we need to change? We need to change our thoughts. We need to change our feelings. We need to change our words. We need to change our actions from hellish to heavenish, from impure to pure, from waste to best. This is a time of transformation. Because this iron-aged world will not last forever. Sorrow, unhappiness, misery, pain, disaster, calamities, they don't last for long. Because after this, again, happiness, peace, love have to come. And now we are at that transformational time when that golden age is coming again. And the duration of the whole cycle is what we call 5,000 years. It's 5,000 years. We speak of all other prophet souls who came in this world. They came, no one came more than 2,500 years ago. Abraham came, Buddha came, Christ came. So many prophet souls came in this world, but they came within 2,500 years. In the first two ages of Golden Age and Silver Age, we say that no other religions were there. That world was the world of deities. All deities lived in Golden Age and Silver Age, and this was on earth. And we all as human beings lived in this world as deities. And that was the world of happiness. But then how gradually the soul forgot itself. The soul forgets that I am a soul. And then a time comes when the soul forgets itself and becomes body conscious. And when we become body conscious, then the vices enter. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, hatred, all these vices come. And then again, it's the start of hell. So hell starts from copper age onwards. And gradually the vices increase and increase and increase till we reach the end of iron age. And it is at the end of Iron Age when God Himself has to descend in this world. And we say, now we are at the end of Iron Age. It is called the Confluence Age. The confluence between Iron Age and Golden Age. And at this Confluence Age, God comes and transforms the souls. So if we now want to bring in Golden Age, what do we do? Because all other religions came, what do we have to do now? Too many religions came. Abraham came and established the Judaism. Buddha came and established Buddhism. Christ came and established Christianity. And that was needed at that time. Because sorrow had begun. And people were searching for God. So 2500 years ago, after half the cycle, search for God begins. Because that is the time when people want peace. So they start searching for God. But what happens in the due course? Instead of finding God, the souls lose their purity. Because they come in the cycle of birth and death. So taking the body, then leaving the body, taking the body, leaving the body, and this way the cycle goes on and on and on. And now we say that all the religions too have reached their extreme end, the stage of decay, when everything has become from new to old. Everything in this old world is now old. Today we may say, oh, we have lots of science. Science has made this world a heaven. But actually, science has made things very easy for us. We feel we have more comforts, no doubt. But then science has not brought peace and happiness in the world. What do you think? Has science brought peace and happiness in this world? No. People ask, is science a blessing or is it a curse? In a way, it is a blessing because it has made our life very comfortable. Before, people used to walk so much. They didn't have cars. They didn't have planes. They didn't have all these vehicles. They used to walk. And we say that, you know, people used to walk so much, so they invented the wheel. A wheel was invented. And they had carts, and bullock cart, horse cart, you know, buffalo cart, ox cart. They used to sit on the cart and then the animals would carry them. So human beings could give rest to their legs. Then gradually the hands became tired. Legs got comfort because they didn't have to walk much. They got a cart and then how they got vehicles which would take them. But then the hands had to do a lot of work. So what they did, to help their hands, they made so many machines. We have so many machines in the world. And everything is automatically. People don't have to do anything. Everything is automatic. And automatic means you have to not labor in order to do something. The machines do your work. So hands got rest. But then gradually people saw that legs got rest, hands got rest, but the brain was being used too much. Brain was being used too much. So to give rest to the brain, the computers were invented. You know, computers are for giving rest to the brain. You don't have to really remember much. You just store it in the computer. You don't even have to learn to calculate. You have to just use the calculator and you get the result. Before we used to memorize so many mathematics, no? So many accounts we had to memorize. We had to learn by heart. But now we don't because we have the calculator. So just press the buttons and then you get the answer so quickly. without you having to labor. So brain is not used much. Whatever you have to keep in your mind, instead of your mind, you keep it in the computer. It's all stored in the computer. It has its memory. So in the memory, everything is stored. You don't have to remember it. Don't have to labor for memorizing it, for remembering it. So head also did not need much work. But what was the result after that? Legs got no work, hands got no work, then even brain got no work. Then what happened? Then the physical problems came. Physical diseases came because the legs need to exercise. The hands need to work. The head also needs to work. But if you don't give it work, they become lazy. So legs became lazy because people didn't want to walk. And they didn't want to walk, they got so many diseases. The hands didn't want to work, so more diseases. The head didn't want to work, then waste thoughts. Waste thoughts, impure thoughts, all started coming in the head. So all the vices entered. Before, people didn't have any time for anything. They were so busy working hard physically. And when they are working hard physically, they keep themselves fit, strong. Nowadays, people go to the gym to make themselves fit and strong. They go for to the spa, you know, to remove all their toxins. So they have different gadgets for becoming healthy. But before, people used to work, and that is what made them healthy. But nowadays, people don't want to work, so they have all these facilities of science which help them to reduce weight, to become beautiful or whatever. But then now we are seeing that because people are not using anything, their head or their heart or even their hands and legs, they have become so lazy. Then all the diseases have come into the body. And because of these diseases, there's again so much sorrow. So Copper Age and Iron Age, all other religions come. And these religions then gradually, how they turn into, they have their golden, silver, copper and iron ages, iron stages. And at present, the whole world is now in its fag end, what we call as the Iron Age. So, the cycle, which is actually not more than 5,000 years. And every 5,000 years, this cycle repeats. That's why we call it a drama. You go to watch a play or a drama, then its duration may be 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You watch a film, it's 3 hours duration. But after 3 hours, the drama will repeat. The same actors will come again and play the same role what they had played in the previous play. So it will repeat. And that is why we say history repeats itself. Everything in this world repeats. And God has revealed something more beautiful than that. God reveals that whatever repeats, repeats identically. Identically. How it repeats identically? Just like 24 hours ago, it was just like this. Anything happens, then it happens identically after one duration. So we say that this position in which we are sitting now, we had sat in this position only, but that was when? 5,000 years ago. So everything repeats identically every 5,000 years. Now this is a great secret which God has revealed to us. It's like a revelation. You know, people go to show their horoscopes. They ask the priest, what is my future? And the priest sees the horoscope and tells them their future. But actually, that horoscope may be at that present time his future according to what he had done in the past. But if he is not alert, not accurate, not paying attention in the present life, then the future will be different, will become different. You must have learned from karma philosophy yesterday. What I am today is actually because of my past karma. And what I will be tomorrow will depend on what I am today. So past, present, future, all the three are interconnected. Whatever was my past will again become my future. Whatever is in the present will go into the past. And after 5,000 years, it will come back. So future will then come back. So nothing in this eternal world is ever destroyed. Nothing is destroyed. There is a law of entropy in science. And this law says that everything comes into a downfall. It's always coming down, 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 until some external force is used. And then it rises up again. Like for example, you have something and you drop it. So the gravitational force will enable this thing to fall down completely. Then the people might not know why this fall, because only in one place the fall must have taken place. But the whole world is affected. And therefore we say we have to be very careful in what we are speaking, in what we are doing, because we have to pay accordingly to God, the Supreme Judge. Therefore we should not do anything which could harm the soul. So once I know that I am a part of this swastika, I came down into this world 5,000 years ago, and after 5,000 years, I have to return to my home, then I will pay so much attention to my karma. So yesterday you heard about karma, and today you are hearing that now, as we know about karma, we are no more in Kaliyug, we are no more in Satyug, but we are at the confluence. And it is at this confluence when God Himself comes into this world and transforms this Kaliyug into Satyug or Golden Age. So now is what we say, the beginning of the cycle. Beginning of one world and but the closing of the other world. That means end of one day and the beginning of the new day. And at this confluence age, God comes. How does He come? What does He do? He does the work of world transformation. And for that, He adopts the body of Brahma. You say, Brahma, the founder of this organization. How He became the medium for God the Supreme Shiva. And how through Brahma, God Shiva transforms this world. And we say now is that period of transformation. And if we do not transform now, then never again will we get a chance to transform. This period is called the most auspicious confluence age. Most auspicious confluence age, because it is in this age that God comes into this world. So now we have to ask ourselves, do we wish to go to Golden Age or do we wish to remain in this Iron Age world? Do we wish to get true happiness or peace from the Supreme Being, Or do we wish to just, you know, be body conscious? Because if we are body conscious, then we cannot remember God. And once we cannot remember God, we cannot even make efforts. So in order to make efforts, we need to connect ourselves with God. Therefore, when we say in this organization, we have four subjects. Knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. So knowledge we use for the self. And yoga is used for connecting with God. Knowledge about soul, about supreme soul, Brahma, all that will come in knowledge. Which is different from wisdom. Wisdom is understanding of what to do and what not to do. But knowledge is knowledge of the three aspects of time. And now once I have got this knowledge, it should not be difficult for me to understand what will come next. So we do believe that next will be the golden age. It will be called paradise. Or it is a true Ram Rajya. We talk about Ram Rajya, we talk about Golden Age, we talk about paradise, we talk about Satyug, you know all these different names. But then it is for whom? It is for the deities when they are in that age of Golden Age. So that is what we call the true Ram Rajya. It's a saying, you know, that our kingdom should be like Ram Rajya. Ram Rajya had only one religion, one caste, one creed, one color, one nationality, all one. And that was the age of Golden Age. And now, so many bifurcations. You cannot enter my territory, this is my territory, or I will not come to your territory because that is your territory. So yours and mine. This yours and mine is the cause of all the sufferings in this world. And once I forget nothing is mine, nothing is yours, it all remains of God. He is the one. Understand? So if I have to, you know, become pure once again, I need to communicate with the Supreme. Because He alone can bring true paradise on earth. He alone can bring true Ram Rajya on earth, so and make this world a veritable heaven, because that's what this world was, heaven, and now it has become hell. So what was heaven? Heaven was the period when the deities lived so much in harmony, so much in peace. Sri Lakshmi, Sri Narayan, Sri Radhe, Sri Krishna, Sri Ram, Sri Sita. We talk about 33 crore means that is 330 million deities lived in this world till the end of Silver Age. And how did they become that? Because at the time of gold, of Ram Rajya, of Confluence Age, they brought a transformation in their lives. So Golden Age means paradise. Paradise is not something above. Heaven is not somewhere above. Heaven, paradise is the same thing. You know, they say God told Adam and Eve, enjoy paradise, but don't eat the forbidden fruit. And Adam and Eve, they ate the forbidden fruit and they were sent to hell. So actually it is Golden Age and Silver Age, the true Ram Rajya. And then Copper Age and Iron Age is the Ravan Rajya. They show Ravan in the Ramayana, the one who had 10 heads. Actually no one can ever have 10 heads. But these 10 heads actually represent the 5 vices in man and the 5 vices in a woman. They make the 10 heads of Ravan and they show Ravan was like a devil. And as a devil, how he caused sorrow. But that it's not just an island of Lanka. You know, they show Lanka, Sri Lanka, island, they say Ravan ruled there. But the whole world is Lanka. Because 1/4 of this earth is water, is land, and 3/4 of this earth is water. And therefore, this earth can be 1/4 or the Lanka, like an island, and water is surrounding it. So whole world today is ruled by the vices. And because it is being ruled by the vices, there is hell. So many scriptures say that, oh, hell, this is Kali Yuga, this is Iron Age, but Iron Age is still a child, some people say. Iron Age is only a small child. It has still to go many, many thousands of years before destruction takes place. We say, no, you are mistaken. Because today's world is like burning in the fire of vices. At the bottom there's fire of vices. And on the top there is missiles, atom bombs, nuclear bombs. There's so much threatening. The countries are threatening each other. If you do something wrong, we will attack you. We will throw a bomb on you. So that's what is happening today. There is so much of fear. And we can say that today's world is actually, breathing on borrowed breath. It's on a ventilator, oxygen. And oxygen is being provided to earth today because it is dying. It is perishing, it is finishing. Just like a dying man is given some oxygen to survive because he can't breathe on his own. So today's world has become like this. And we have shown Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna means the one who used to sleep for 6 months and stay awake for 6 months. And they say that when he was told to wake up, he did not wake up. So all those who are sleeping in the slumber of ignorance, they are like the Kumbhakarna. Kumbha means a pot and Karna means ears. Just like in an empty pot, if you make some sound, that sound will come back to you. It won't affect that pot because the pot is empty anyway. So today, whatever you give to the people, it comes back. It doesn't retain. So how that Brahma Kumari sister is putting the nectar of knowledge in one ear, but he is sleeping in the slumber of ignorance and it is coming out from the other ear. And people don't realize that we have nearly reached the end of the cycle. And now it is time when God Himself comes to change this world. So at this confluence age, the God descends in the body of Brahma, that Shiva, the Supreme Being, the Ever-Truth, the Benefactor, the Ever-Beautiful Point of Light, who is a point of light in form, but an ocean in virtues. And we say how He is transforming the world through the medium of Brahma. He comes from the soul world into this corporeal world. The soul world is a world of souls where we all live in the soul world. And how that Supreme Soul comes in this world of souls now at the moment into the body of Prajapita Brahma, the founder of this organization. And how 81 years ago, Shiva, the Supreme Father, whom we say Shiv Baba, the point of light, entered into the body of Prajapita Brahma. And through his mouth, gave this knowledge. So whatever is being revealed today, whatever is being told to you, these are revelations which have come directly from Shiv Baba, the Supreme Father, and it has given the knowledge through Prajapita Brahma. And that's what we call as the Murli, the godly versions. So how Shiva, the Supreme, the benefactor of all mankind, started giving knowledge through this medium, whom he named Brahma. Brahma means creator. It's like Adam, Adam and Eve. We say Brahma and Saraswati. So how through them the new world is established. And which is the new world which is established? The golden age. So now we are at this transitional period. On one side is the destruction of Kali Yuga, which Brahma Baba saw in visions. He saw destruction taking place in three forms. One was nuclear war. And nuclear war was not between two countries, but nuclear war between East and West. Not just between two countries. So East and West, and that's what we are seeing today. North Korea and America, how they are threatening each other. How Russia, America, threatening each other. How the Middle East, and also we talk about Africa, we talk about Syria, we talk about so many countries, how they are threatening each other. And they are prepared to die and kill. If they kill, they will die. If I dig a pit for somebody, I will fall. So the one who starts the war, you mean that country will be salvaged? Will that country survive? No. No one will survive. So Brahma Baba got visions of the destruction of Kali Yuga, of Iron Age. And he saw destruction happening in three ways. One was through nuclear war, atomic war. Second was through civil war. And third was through natural calamities. He saw destruction happening. And when the Second World War took place, between 1939 and 1945, how that war ended, when America threw an atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And today we are seeing that what was thrown in 1945, you can imagine how many years ago. Today is 2017. Still now people are suffering there. Although it has become they have become beautiful cities, but there are still some suffering. But that was only a rehearsal. Only a rehearsal. The final had not come yet when that atom bomb was thrown on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that bomb was a very small baby bomb. 10 megaton bomb only. And now we have hundreds of megaton bombs. So you can imagine what will happen if one atom bomb is thrown. What do you think will happen? This world will not be like this. But then it doesn't mean that the end of time will come. Time goes on and on. It's a cycle. But yes, whatever has happened earlier, it will happen again. So nuclear war, then civil war. In civil war, what happens? People kill each other. They shoot at each other. They use spears and daggers and, knives to kill each other. And guns to kill each other. So civil war means bloodshed. So bloodshed. And that will bring end of humans on this earth when there's bloodshed all around. Rivers of blood will flow. So one hand nuclear war, which will burn everything. Then second civil war, which will bring bloodshed. And third is natural calamities. Earthquakes, floods, cyclones, fire, what not, all the five elements will work at the same time and cause destruction. You know, when there was an earthquake in Japan, there are some from Japan here. Who are from Japan here? Who are from Japan? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from Japan are here. When there was an earthquake recently, how many years ago was that? A few years ago. There was not just earthquake. It wasn't just the earth which shook, but that earth shook underneath the sea, and that caused a tsunami. So earthquake, and then that led to a flood, a tsunami. So it was land, earth, then water, and then it affected the nuclear reactors, and there was fire. So earth, water, fire, all the three worked together, and that led to radioactivity spreading, and there was so much fear that if there is rainfall, then all the radioactivity will go into the water and the fishes will die. Or if there's a cyclone, then the radioactivity will spread everywhere, and that can again lead to death and destruction. So for goodness sake, that didn't happen, but earth, water and fire, three parts of nature, they acted and brought so much of disaster. But what if all the five work together and bring calamities along with earth, water, fire? Then we have air, we have cyclones, we have typhoons, hurricanes, and then also lightning, thunder. What will happen? It will bring total devastation. But total annihilation never takes place. Because annihilation means the end of everything. Destruction takes place. But then that destruction enables the impurity, the vices, the sorrow, the suffering to end. All the bodies, they will become like manure for the earth. They will help the earth to become fertile. And then again, the new world, the golden age will come. And that golden aged world will be the world of deities. So when we say destruction, many people are so afraid. They think, oh, the whole world will be destroyed. We say, no. The whole world is never destroyed. There's never total annihilation, that time also will finish. Time goes on and goes through a cycle. So after night, the day has to follow. After Iron Age, the Golden Age has to follow. And now we are saying that we are now at the confluence, waiting or making effort to establish that golden aged world again. And how will that golden aged world come? When we imbibe pure thoughts in our mind, purity and yogi life. We say, be pure, be yogi. So a yogi way of life means connecting the mind with the Supreme and leading a pure life. Then again this world will be transformed to a golden aged world. And this is what the beautiful world of golden age of tomorrow is going to be like. This is what Brahma Baba saw. He saw in visions. First he saw a vision of the end of Kali Yuga, of Iron Age. How this Iron Age is getting destroyed through three ways: nuclear war, civil war and natural calamities, and then all the souls going back to the soul world. And then from that soul world, the souls gradually coming down on this world drama stage. And as the souls come on this world drama stage, each soul gets a body and becomes a deity, Golden age deities, then how they move around in the world. and there are beautiful palaces of gold and diamonds. Every human being is full of virtues, full of purity, full of divinity, and that is the golden age or the world of paradise. So we say very soon this is coming. And before this paradise, in which there will be rivers of milk and honey. Milk and honey means everything in plentitude. Before the rivers of milk and honey, there are going to be rivers of blood. That also is inevitable. But we say, don't be afraid. Don't think, oh, why this will happen. It's going to be a blessing in disguise. Because if that destruction doesn't happen, then how can the impurity of this world go? How can the sufferings of this world go? For the sufferings to end, there is need of destruction. For the impurity in this world to go, there is need of destruction of the Iron Age. And then this age becomes a heaven. And we say Lakshmi and Narayan, you know, they are worshipped in Bharat. So they are the worshipworthy sovereigns of this world. They ruled over the whole world. They were kings. We talk about Raja, you know, Thailand has a Raja. Huh? Who are from Thailand? How many from Thailand? Yes. The Raja recently died, no? So you all call him Raja. And also he was cremated or buried or not yet? Huh? Yeah, Devta. Acha. Because in Thailand so many Hindi words are there. Yeah, so you have the Raja in Thailand. And but today otherwise in the whole world no more kings, all finished. It's now democracy of the people, by the people, for the people. But again, that golden aged world will come when there will be sovereigns, emperors, golden aged kings and queens, and how gradually again that golden age will come down to silver age, to copper age, to iron age. And now we are at the confluence age. So and in the confluence age, we come as human beings, and God has created a sacrificial fire. In this sacrificial fire, God tells us, now burn the vices. So it's a fire in which you burn the vices. And as you burn the vices, you get transformed and become deities, golden age deities. So you like to become like them? Golden age deities? See, everything was in perfection in golden age. They are called Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. Everything perfect, perfect body, perfect mind, perfection in wealth, and perfection in relationships. See, these are the four things needed in life. Healthy body, a strong mind, and sufficient wealth, and good relationships. If somebody has all these four, then that is real heaven. But in today's world, impossible for all four to be together. Somebody may be very rich, but he has ill health. Somebody may be having good health, but mentally disturbed. Somebody may be mentally very strong, but not enough wealth. Somebody has lot of wealth, but no good relationships. But if all the four are there, body, mind, wealth, relationships, if all four are strong, then they are called deities. Mind also very stable, pure, divine. No impurity, no waste thoughts, no vices. only purity of the mind. So when that purity of mind is there, it is reflected on the face. So this is what human beings were. Today they are worshipped in temples. The goddesses are worshipped in temples. But they are also human beings like us. But why are they worshipped? They are worshipped because of their values, their virtues, their purity. And we say that they were not different from us. Physically they are like us, only two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears, one nose, just like us. But what's the difference? They are worshipped and we are not worshipped. So what is the difference? The difference is that their soul was so pure. And now we have to purify our soul. And when we purify our soul, we become those deities once again of the golden age. So you like to become like them? You like to become like them? Those who like to become like them, raise your hand. You all like to become like them? Then what will you have to do? What will you have to do? You'll have to imbibe virtues in your life. Purity of thoughts, of words, of actions, introvertedness, tolerance, patience, humility, easiness. We have a big list of virtues, divine virtues we call them. So when we imbibe those divine virtues, we also can become these deities. And now that time has come when that Supreme Father Shiva has come to make us like these deities. So we have to remember that Supreme Father, the Supreme Being, and take the power from that Supreme, and in this way experience all those values in our life and thereby make our life worth diamonds once again to become like the deities. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti. So this is the cycle. So now there's time for the cycle to repeat. So whatever has happened in this cycle will repeat again. But what type of future we want, we have to make efforts accordingly. So that I'll tell you more after your break. Okay? So half an hour break for all of you. You can go to the dining hall, take some refreshments, and then come back by 11:30. Then we can have some question answer session also. Okay? Thank you. Om Shanti.